In the Dayan approach, our orientation is not toward having spiritual experiences. In fact, we are not interested in having any particular type of experiences at all. We are interested in actualizing our potential. This means realizing who we are, discovering what the essence of our being is, continuing to recognize this, continuing being what we are, our spiritual presence, our true nature, and learning how to live as that. It is a profound, meaningful way of living. It is not a matter of having a succession of experiences while continuing to be the same person, simply adding on more and more interesting spiritual experiences. No. At some point, you learn who you are, what you truly are, and the one who lives your life becomes a different person. There could be other possibilities. You might not even feel like a human being at times. But regardless of the particular form that your being might take at one time or another, you want to be you, as fully and completely as possible. For a long time, you don't know who that one is. You say, "Me? Who?" At a certain point, you realize that what you are is not different from recognizing the nature of your awareness, the nature of your consciousness. It is what you are. It is the essence of your being, and the essence or nature of what we are can express itself in what we call spiritual qualities, or spiritual forms, or different kinds of subtle energies. In this seminar, we are going to focus on a particular way that our nature can be experienced, a specific subtle energy we will call Divine Eros. Divine Eros refers to a particular quality, a particular energy, a particular way of experiencing the nature of our consciousness. At the same time, it is a way of experiencing, feeling, and knowing our consciousness that becomes significant for being open to the depth of our nature. All of these modalities are useful in the realization of our nature, which means that understanding Divine Eros is very important for our enlightenment. We chose Divine Eros as our subject matter because it is a support for enlightenment. But our focus in the seminar, our orientation, is not only directed toward discovering the nature of consciousness and how to be present at that consciousness. More important, what we will learn and experience here is useful for living life, and it is particularly helpful in our relationships with other human beings. In other words, it brings our realizations into the situations of our life. We want to live as fully and as completely as possible. We are living life anyway. We might as well live it well. To live it well means more than just eating well or exercising well. It means being completely and authentically ourselves, whether we are eating or riding our bicycle or interacting with another human being. What we are going to be working with is actually a mysterious form of experience, a very subtle quality and also a secret one. It is something that most people do not experience or do not expect to experience. To most people's way of thinking, Eros has to do with the animal or physical part of us, and the divine is certainly not seen as being harmonious with the animal part of our nature. But we want to learn how to experience a particular kind of spiritual condition. The experience of a purely spiritual presence that is, at the same time, the very nature of Eros. That presence, that condition, is completely pure, completely spiritual, in the sense that it has no ego, no self-centeredness, no conditioning. This is what we call divine. At the same time, we want to see how it is actually quite erotic.